Hey, it's Chris Jones, co-host of the Jones Zone podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode. When it concludes, do us a favor and leave a review. Leaving a review is the fastest way to grow our audience, and we want to make sure we share this podcast with the most people possible. Also, for anyone that doesn't know, Brian and I own the Jones Zone real estate team. So if you're looking to buy, sell, rent, or invest in residential real estate in the Charlotte, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, York County area, hit us up. Call or text 803-810-2230. Lastly, not only do we use this podcast as a way to help promote local business owners and entrepreneurs, but Brian and I also own Jones Zone Marketing. If you're a small or medium-sized business looking for a way to generate more leads or looking to spruce up your marketing with videos, landing pages, sales funnels, membership sites, or more, hit us up at joneszonemarketing.club, C-L-U-B. All right, enjoy the show.
It's Chris and Brian Jones, your real estate advocates, community connectors, talking Charlotte and York County area real estate and interviewing business owners, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast.
Are you coming down, Chris? Count me down.
Sure, sure. From three, two.
Let's do it from five this time. I need a little more time to prepare. Got to mentally prepare this, Chris. Come on.
Five, four.
You know what? Let's do seven because I'm really needing this time to really just clear my head in doing this.
Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Welcome everybody to the Jones Zone podcast. I'm your host, Brian Jones, alongside my co-host and older brother, Chris. My less attractive brother, Chris. And so,
why? What's the point? Why?
Well, because it's audio, and I want people to know, like, if they're not familiar with who we are, I just want them to know who's the better looking brother.
Okay.
Now, also on that note, I think seven was a little too much to count down. So from now on, we'll just do like three.
Okay.
Three, two, one. And we'll go from there.
Are you done?
I'm done.
I let you do an introduction. This is where it goes.
Dude, I'm feeling amazing. I'm feeling like energized, right?
Okay.
All right. So we are here today with Nicole and Chris Point.
What's up?
What's up? What's up? They are new owners of Anytime Fitness in Rock Hill. So they're a husband and wife couple doing big things together, big vision. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your story, where you came from, why did you decide to open up a gym, and what your goals are, what your vision is.
Absolutely.
Can you go ahead,
babe? Okay, I'll tell you. So our story pretty much came about when my wife actually lost like 80 pounds.
Oh.
Yeah, 80 pounds.
Somebody, one of her old friends hadn't seen her in a long time, came up to her and was asking her, was she pregnant? And she wasn't pregnant. Very next day, she got up and started running. Over the course of that year, she lost 80 pounds.
80 pounds.
I helped her, you know, a little bit with it, but she looked on YouTube, Instagram, and pretty much kind of did it on her own. And so that kind of got us in the fitness world. I was always working out to some degree.
He wasn't like for real about it.
But okay, let's take it a step. Where are you guys from? And before the fitness world, what'd y'all do? Where are you guys from first? Let's go
I'm
there.
I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte.
Charlottean all the way. Born and raised.
I'm from Fayetteville, but I'd say I'm from Charlotte because I've been in Charlotte for a long time.
And being from somebody who's been to Fayetteville, I would claim Charlotte. I would claim Charlotte. Yeah. So you got the mistaken identity of being a pregnant woman. Oh, okay. So then you decided to make a change.
Yeah. I got to get myself together. That next day, which was a Sunday, I remember like it was yesterday, his daughter was actually at the house, and I said, I'll be back. I'm going running. I had no idea what I was doing. And I started and didn't stop ever since. I have not stopped running or working out, eating right, or anything since then.
How long ago was this?
This was roughly a year and a half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, roughly a year and a half ago. Yep.
So from there, she once she lost the weight, she started her own fitness YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And started instructing others and giving them tips on fitness.
But I kind of had to bring everybody up to speed because I wasn't recording my journey from my first initial weight loss start. So I had to go back as far as I could, go back and dig up pictures from the grave to try to, bring to current so people could actually see, like, she's real. This is real life results. So that was kind of challenging just because I didn't take pictures because I didn't know my journey was going to steer into that direction. But I had enough of them for people to be like, wow, you really did that. Yeah, no surgeries, no, you know, magical diet pills or anything.
Just hard work and proper nutrition, huh?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how far did you run? Did you run like every day, like 3 miles a day or something?
Yeah,
or?
At that time I was doing at least 4. And then I scaled it back because all of a sudden I just started losing way too much weight.
Start looking sick.
Way too much weight. And then because I wasn't doing any weights. It was strictly cardio. And then about 7 months into my journey, I started incorporating weights to try to gain the muscle back. Because I had lost a lot of it. And I started picking back up on weight. But it was healthy weight. And it was, my body was starting to be proportioned at this time now. Because Hubster on my phone was like, you need to stop. Whatever you're doing, you need to stop.
That's interesting that you said she looks sick.
Like, well, because you know how somebody loses too much weight and their head looks big, but their body looks little?
Yeah.
That's how she started looking. Yeah.
Babe, I love you, but
I was about to say that. Your hair's big.
You're like a lollipop.
Yeah.
So yeah, funny. From there, like say she started the YouTube channel and she started getting positive feedback and gaining like a real following.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they even loved when we would work out together sometimes. Mm-hmm. Really loved that as well.
Or I would teach him, you know, certain things and bring him up to date on new fitness things that he needs to start incorporating into his life.
Yeah,
that was good for him.
She always harps on that. Like, really, she really like brought me along.
I did.
Well, who are some people that you would research and do on your own? I mean, other than just going outside and running. I mean, I imagine you got on YouTube and you had trainers that influenced you. I don't know if it was Biggest Loser or something like that, but just other stuff, right?
I don't have like a specific person per se. I just got on there and looked up different fitness videos. I think one person that might stand out to me would be, I think her name is Noelle J or something like that. She's really good because I wanted to follow people that produced realistic goals and not jumping off buildings to lose 4 and 5 pounds, but just doing normal motherhood, wifely things incorporated into their lifestyle and made it real, because there's so many different cultures of weight loss and you don't see the good and you don't see the bad. You always see the good, but you don't always see the bad. And so I was just like, I like her. I like this person.
Yeah, there's a certain vulnerability about sharing your failures because a lot of people are always on, you know, especially social media, they want to, you know, share their success stories, but a lot of them, they're afraid to share the failures. But you know what? That's going to attract your target audience when you're vulnerable and open up and share those failures. And that way the people can see that you're human, you know? Yeah,
they can identify with you.
They can identify, they can relate. And that actually is, in marketing, what we call the attractive character. Mm-hmm. So that how like in the book Expert Secrets by Russell Brunson, he talks about this creating this attractive character as a way to gain a mass following. Mm-hmm. So that's moms, people like you, they can relate to that, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's kudos to you for sharing your journey and documenting mm-hmm. your journey. Let's talk about Anytime Fitness. Now, you guys just closed on it, mm-hmm. became new owners. Congratulations. How's that journey? How is it shaping up? How's it going?
I think it's going really, really well. All of the current members, even the new members, have been, let me just talk about the current members that have been there prior to us, have been very, very just welcoming.
Amazing.
It's been a seamless transition. A lot of people honestly still don't know that we have become the new owners. And I think that's more towards the crowd after we leave, about, you know, six-ish. It's been great. Very, very thankful.
Let me just tell them what Anytime Fitness is.
Yeah.
Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour fitness facility that's world known. So you can, once you join Anytime Fitness anywhere here, you can go to the Anytime Fitness facility anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. So you have access anytime you want to. It's convenience at its highest. So that's the attractive point for us. That's our selling point. We're located at 2049 Celanese Road.
But he didn't ask us that yet.
Oh, he's going to ask us.
So where are you guys
located? I was doing this.
Hey, Chris, where are you guys located?
We're located. I'm glad you asked today, Brian. We're located at 2049 Celanese Road in Rock Hill. And we love to meet new people. Like, every day is a journey, because we meet somebody new every single day. Yeah. And we meet who they are, and we meet their journey. Mm-hmm. And that's the part I love about it. We met people. For me, this is the highlight of just becoming an owner of Anytime Fitness. Is I've met people that suffer from PTSD.
Yeah.
Former military guys, and I would never you would never know by looking at them, mm-hmm. but just talking to them, they start to open up. So it's not just about fitness or working out. It's about like understanding who people are
and building relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's like
and we're both talkative people. So yeah. This is just right in our alley. And when I meet new people, it's like they instantly become vulnerable with me. I'm not sure if it's something that they see in me, but they just start opening up, telling their stories. And I love that, because in some form, I can connect to them. And as we begin to talk and things start to come out, it's like, dang, I've been through that. Not necessarily exactly what you're going through, but something to that, you know, dynamic. So it's really good.
It's like, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
So one of the things that we realized through her journey was that it's not just about losing weight. It's about the character that you build along that journey. Mm-hmm. And that's how we can relate to other people that we're meeting now. So we're helping them along whatever journey they're in, whether it might be losing weight. A lot of times what I found out is that if you have a weight problem or whatever issue, it's usually some underlying issue that goes along with it. Mm-hmm. And that's where we come in at. Our motto at Anytime Fitness is we're here to get you to a healthier place, mm-hmm. whatever healthier means for you. Mm-hmm. And so that's our role in our members' lives.
Yeah. Cool.
So walk us through a little bit about the decision to buy Anytime Fitness. So first of all, what were you guys doing before? And then it seems like you skipped some steps. Like, did you become like a personal trainer first and then open a gym? Or you went from YouTube channel to owning a gym?
Yeah, so what's the deal? I went from doing my YouTube channel to...
Wait, tell them what you were working.
Yeah, I was working customer service. Horrible. Could not stand it every single day.
She could really stand it. She was like...
You're miserable.
Yeah, texting him every day at work.
I'm quitting.
Yeah. I think today's going to be my last day.
I might literally get fired. I told my boss to shut up.
Yeah. But me and my boss, we would go head to head. But and then after that, I became certified, a group certified trainer.
Okay.
And I didn't really do anything with it, kind of just figuring out places where I wanted to, you know, host boot camp classes, because that was my thing. And
she ain't going to tell you this.
Yes, I will. She's not going to tell you. What?
She was dragging her feet on starting her boot camp.
I just said that.
No, you didn't say it like that. I'm going to say it for real. So I was, okay, babe, when are you going to start your boot camp? I'm going to start it. So we're driving around Charlotte, like looking at different venues to host the boot camp. Mm-hmm. Okay, we found a spot. Okay, now, oh yeah, I'm start set a date. Okay, she would never do it. So she kept doing the YouTube thing. And okay, now you can take back over.
And so then, Chris is very, he's a more deep thinker than I am. So I was kind of thinking surface level. Chris is more like, you know, you got too much talent, let's bring you up. And so I said, okay, so then we put Anytime Fitness on our vision board, because you started looking.
I'm sorry.
What?
I was working IT, which I still do now, at the local hospital in Charlotte. So I'm in corporate, you know, America or whatever. So we would star in the videos together. This is how we come. I'm gonna bring it forward. So we would star in the YouTube videos together at certain times, and we got, you know, great positive feedback from her followers. So that's what gave us the idea for the boot camp.
Okay.
So I'm the behind the scenes guy.
Yeah, because I had some local followers, mm-hmm. that will, you know, when you gonna start a boot camp? When you gonna start a boot camp? So I was like, okay, I'll start one. But I just couldn't get the momentum going. Like, I got the encouragement, but I just could not get started.
She was
because
scared.
I was nervous. I was, you know, scared. Because it's one thing about being in front of a camera, you can talk to people, but actually leading people in front, person to person is like,
it's uncomfortable. Yeah.
My
yeah.
nerves.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
So then that kind of fell through the cracks. And then Chris was like, well, let me just start looking at different opportunities that we can get into. And so he found Anytime Fitness. But before he even told me about it, he did his research for a couple of weeks.
You skipped some steps. I was trying to find any kind of, you know, low cost business ventures we can get into mm-hmm. for little, you know, because we didn't have a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So it was like, okay, I just started looking on the internet and I did a search on that's actually what I searched, like low cost business ventures or something like that. And this whole, it was like 50 companies that came up, and Anytime Fitness was in that list. I had never even heard of Anytime Fitness before.
So really? Like,
okay, yeah, never heard of it. Yeah. I don't think I had ever, I mean, I probably saw it, but I never really paid it attention. So I started doing my research and looking it up, and then I reached out to the corporate headquarters.
This is before I even knew anything about. I'm still looking at little local venues. Because I like to
do my work, and then I inform her, okay, this is what I came up with. So I reached out to headquarters. They sent me some information, and they were like, well, to get a new Anytime Fitness franchise, you have to have $80,000 cash, and then you have to have $300,000 equity. And I'm like, okay, I don't have either one of those. Okay, all right. Well, let me come up with another plan.
Yeah, yeah.
So we can, you know, that could be our long-term plan. And so I was like, okay. I kind of put it down for a second, and then I started looking at, I think I watched a YouTube video, and it was like, how to buy an existing gym. And I had that thought never even crossed my mind. I thought, oh, wait, okay, I guess that is a possibility. So I did a search on existing Anytime Fitness franchises for sale. Two popped up. One was in Fort Mill and one's in Rock Hill. I was like, oh, wait a minute. And then I saw the price. I was like, wow, wait a minute, that's doable.
Mm-hmm. I can do that. Right, and so then he presented it to me. And so I was like, oh, okay. Because we put it on the vision board, but we already had said we're going to revisit this in about 2 years. We're going to, you know, save. And so he still went out and looked online, was still doing research. And he was like, no, bae, I really think this might.
Did he, time out, did he literally say bae?
He probably said Nicole.
I don't say bae.
Okay.
He probably said Nicole.
Because I'm serious. Nicole, I say Nicole.
He said he's serious. Yeah. And so that means I need to, you know, revert my attention really back to that. And so I said, okay. But I still wasn't mentally there yet because I already knew we were going to revisit it back mm-hmm. later on down the road. Anyway, long story short, he came to me and he was really serious. And so I said, well, maybe I should get serious about it and let's really look into it. And we said, okay, this is what we're going to do. And we worked our tails off for...
Well, let me... Okay, so when I brought it to her, we didn't have that money that it was going to cost to mm-hmm. purchase this facility. So I had to come up with a plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. I sat down and I'm like, okay, you know, if we do this and we do this, tap into this account, and then if we raise a certain amount of money, maybe we, you know, I think we can do it. Mm-hmm. So I had to bring that plan to her.
Okay.
And that's when she kind of jumped on board.
Because like, okay. I have to see stuff. Like, right. Let me see what your, you know, the plan, how it's all going to form out and fit and see all that good stuff. And so when I started seeing it on paper, I was like...
It became real,
yeah,
huh?
So but I can really leave my job. And he's just like, just wait. And so the last 5 months of our lives have been really just hard. I mean, hard. I've never known the definition of hard work until here lately. Because it's not, I wouldn't say easy, because you have to really go into an inner level of thinking. Like, I didn't talk to people for a long time. I, you know, was very distant from family, from friends, just because we were focus and I didn't want any negative energy coming into our circle while we're trying to.
That negative energy is killer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It is.
I mean, I didn't talk to anybody. I met with one of my friend girls towards the end of the journey, and she was like, "Dang, you just been so like distant." And I'm like, because I've had such, and that's when I finally told her I've had such and such going on, but I'm a person, I'm off of emotions. And so if I feel any type of negativity-ness or anything, I don't do well.
I am the same way. I totally get it.
Yeah, I don't do well.
What's funny is that part of our plan was to like raise some of the money.
Okay.
So we like set up a GoFundMe account. We're like, oh yeah. So we like, okay, we got excited. Like, yep. If we can get such and such amount of people to just like donate to our GoFundMe, we're good. And most of these people are like family. We raised a total of $196.
Yo, man, I'm not trying to make a car payment. I'm trying to buy a gym.
Yeah.
So that plan, and that's one thing that anybody in business needs to know, that all your plans are not going to work out like you think they will.
Right.
And so we had, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, and I think maybe one of them worked out of maybe 8 options. And so that kind of became discouraging too, because it's like, well, this is, you would think that this would go through, but it's like, no. And then you'll get set back 5 steps, and then you'll get ahead 2, and then you'll go back 8, and then you'll come up maybe 3. So it was just like a...
For me, it wasn't discouraging. It was just like, okay, because it forces you to be more creative. Like, right. This didn't work. Okay, how can we make it work?
How can you be resourceful?
Exactly.
Yeah. Tony Robbins.
Yeah, so we were at a Tony Robbins thing earlier this year, and he said the number one reason why most businesses fail is not because of lack of resources, it's lack of resourcefulness.
Mm. Mm. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Can I take credit for that?
No. Tony Robbins.
I know. But yeah.
Very cool. So what are some of the challenges that you guys have faced? I mean, once you secured financing, then what?
So once you secure financing, because the thing is, we weren't the only ones interested in the facility. We had another guy. We've learned he was out of Alabama or somewhere,
Alabama, something like that.
That wanted to buy it. So what we did, now this is before we even raised the money. So we met with the owner and we're like, oh yeah, we definitely want to buy it. And we went and saw it. And like,
he
yeah.
said challenges, babe.
I'm telling him.
Oh. Challenges of working together, huh?
Y'all see what I'm dealing with now.
Yeah. I thought working with my brother was tough.
So before we had all the money, we met with the owner, and for whatever reason, we had like a rapport with her. She liked us. Mm-hmm. And so she actually told us, I had this guy interested, but you know, I know y'all would do well. So she kind of like, you know, showed us favor, so to speak, mm-hmm. and put us in that position. And so once we bought it, we had to quickly learn like operational, day-to-day operational systems and how the business ran. And so now it's like, okay, what we're seeing now is, okay, you got bills that you have to pay. Like out the gate, you have bills. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, of course, I know you know that, but when they hit you.
It's not real.
When you get that bill in the mail.
Yeah.
I didn't think about having to pay for internet. Right. I didn't think about having to pay for water.
The water, yeah.
And they're not like regular house bills, like my light bill at home. It's like, business bills are like, commercial bills are like totally different.
Yeah.
They're way more. Plus, because it's a 24-hour facility. Yeah. The lights never go out.
The TVs,
you know,
TVs never
go off.
Right. And I think one of the challenges that I have faced is not giving up, because it's so easy to just say, you know, I can't do this. But I've developed perseverance. I've developed more character. I've developed more resilience for if somebody says no to me, it's okay. Just, you know, think of another plan, because had I not gone through this experience, I would pretty much probably still be the same person. Like, well, dang, why they say no? Or, well, babe, what do you think? Well, and it's just like, I can use my energy now to find different solutions in different ways. So it's okay if somebody says, well, no, not this time. I'll just go on and find something else. And at the end of the day, I still have a solution, because I didn't give up. I kept going and I kept going. And now I've also learned I don't necessarily have to lean on him for his strength a lot of times, because you don't never know your own strength until you actually physically go through things. So that's been some of my challenges. Yeah.
Some of my other challenges is like, okay, so member retention.
Yes.
I mean, so members come and go all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I was like, okay, wow, we're losing somebody. And so it's kind of discouraging. It can be kind of discouraging if you allow it to be.
Yeah.
But like you say, you just get more members than you lose. That's the name of the game.
Yeah.
Just get more members than you lose.
But what I've seen here is that we'll have a cancellation of a member, and then 2 days later, 4 people come.
Mm.
So it's just like, it's just that battle. But we also put ourselves in positions to continue to gain members. And one fortunate thing about our journey is that we had at least 3 months of planning. What are we going to do when we get in the doors? Mm-hmm. What are we going to do for marketing once we sign the papers and it becomes officially ours? So it wasn't like, dang, we're buying this business tomorrow. We had time. And so now we're starting to really implement those things. Mm-hmm. And now we're the seeds that we have began to plant, there's the flowers are starting to grow.
Starting to take fruition. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, of course, in the process of buying it, you have to write your business plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was writing, at first I was writing the business plan, to help people donate to our cause. Mm-hmm. But over amount of time, I understood it was for us. Like, it helped us, be better business owners. Mm-hmm. Because it's helped us, come up with solutions before they even happen.
Right.
So, how are we going to market? Who's your competition? What's your contingency plan? All that stuff. You have to answer those questions before you even step foot into the business world.
Because we did our research we would drive down to Rock Hill and see what was down the area, who do we have to look out for, things of that nature. So I think things like that really helped us out a lot too.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So how do you guys market?
Several different ways. One of the biggest ways, one thing we did out the gate was we reached out to local corporations.
Yeah.
And we did some proposals on becoming the preferred facility for their wellness programs. So we, looked at some stats on, wellness in the workplace and what the benefits are, and we offered them, an open door to come to our, for their employees to come to our facility to help increase wellness in their, in their enterprise. And so that's one
increased productivity.
Right. Yeah. And one thing that has helped too, is that I've went back onto the member retention list and I've recalled these people who, kind of straggled off.
And that personal attention is really great.
I was just about to say, the response has been like, thank you for calling me. No one, since I've been going here, no one has ever called me. No one has ever called to check up on me to see how I was doing. And little did I know, they may have had issues going on. But they're just, that phone call helped them through that day. They was like, wow, I really appreciate you even just taking the time to call me. So just going back has really helped because we had 4 people from the retention list come to the grand opening.
Wow.
That
hadn't
been
cool.
There in a while. Mm-hmm. They decided to pop in, and we had one pay to get caught up on his bill.
How about
just
that?
Just from a phone call.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yep.
That reminds me of a challenge that we had. One of the biggest challenges is to outlive the previous owner's mistakes. So we have to set a whole new culture for the gym because people are so used to, okay, the owners are never there. It's so much turnover. We don't know who's going to be, what staff is going to be there. And it's like a gym, but it's not really a lively gym. It's kind of like going downhill. So we had to come in and reestablish the culture, a totally new culture than, that was there before. So that's what we're focused on now. Mm-hmm. Just being, we're always there. Well, she's always there and I'm there as much as I can be. And so we, like I said, we have that interaction with all our members. We go on the floor, we work out with our members, we talk to our members. So they know us, they're getting to know us. Yeah. And that counts for a lot with people.
Yeah. Absolutely it does.
Mm-hmm. Have your expectations, has everything been what you thought it would be? Or what are some of the differences between your expectations and reality?
I mean, for me, I think it's they were what I thought it was gonna be. But
like when they handed you the keys, were you like,
of course you had that excitement.
Yeah, I did. I was just like, now what?
You have that excitement, but you don't anticipate.
I guess I'll go wipe down these treadmills. let me make sure the bathrooms are clean.
That's what I did when I first got there. That's what I stated, like in the bathrooms, like cleaning up. Like that's like that's the most important thing ever.
Is everybody good out here?
Right, exactly. And that's what he did. And you would have thought Chris planted $500 in each bathroom or something because the members was like, somebody actually cleaned the bathrooms while we're here. I can't believe it. And I'm just like, no one ever cleaned the bathrooms or anything. And they're like, no, we put air fresheners. I mean, just the small things that we did.
Yeah, the little details.
So I think my expectations.
I can actually vouch for that. The first thing I said to you, Nicole, when I walked in, I was like, it smells good in here. I didn't even introduce myself yet. I was like, it smells good in here.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Brian.
By the way.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think my expectations have still pretty much been the same.
Yeah, mine were. I mean, I knew we would have to hustle. And that's what has been a constant hustle. You're always doing something. You always, your attention has to always be there. You always have an issue to solve. But like I said, in the process of getting the business, you were groomed for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So learn the character that you build in acquiring a business is what you need to actually run it successfully.
Business, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever owned any businesses before? This mm-hmm. is the first one.
Yeah, an official business. I had like a nonprofit before, but that was totally different.
So what are some of the things that you guys have going on in terms of like marketing? I know you mentioned a few events, and it sounds like you just had an event. So what mm-hmm. are some of the things that you guys are rolling out for?
Well, I just partnered up with Boys and Girls Club, Girls on the Run.
What's that?
Girls on the Run. It's an organization. It's a nonprofit organization, actually, that caters to young children ages 5 through, I believe, 12. And they come together, they have running meets, they help children build up their confidence, self-esteem issues that they may be going through at a young age, and most of all, just continuing to be fit and healthy. And I partnered up with them, like I said, Boys and Girls Club. So we're all about wanting to give back.
Doing free boot camps.
Yeah, free boot camps on Saturdays.
Group classes are starting.
Yeah, we have group classes.
She just did a group class for the elderly. I ain't gonna say elderly. That sounds bad. For the older members.
Yeah. my first one was yesterday, actually, with them. So
it's actually our young at heart members. That's what we call
young at heart.
Young at heart members. So we have a lot of different things that we plan on doing and currently have going on. We got accepted to our first health fair event in May, so that's pretty big for us. We're very excited about that. And I mean, we're just really fortunate and really blessed. So we just want to, that was something that we have both have always wanted to do, was if we ever came into any type of major funds or businesses, to give back, because we have small children. And we want them to know the value of, you guys receive all the time. Mm. 365 days, y'all get something. So let's show other people, you know, what it feels like to for them to receive things. So that's something big that we're going to implement within our facility.
Yeah. Our goal is just to continue to add value.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, give
and legacy
content
to the
community. Yeah, ultimately, we want to build legacy.
Right.
We want to establish a legacy of not just fitness, but health and wellness.
Yeah.
And that's what our goal is for the Rock Hill community at large.
Yep.
How has it been working with your spouse?
Oh my God. Oh my God, in a good way?
No, it's fun.
It's fun, but it does have its challenges.
Yeah, because Chris thinks he knows it all. And then he probably thinks I know it
Brian.
All.
He thinks that you think you know it all.
Yeah, but yeah. I do know.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And so, but ultimately, It's really fun, because sometimes we just, I'm missing him. Like when he has to go to corporate,
mm-hmm.
it's like, dang, babe, you have to leave. Because it's just fun, you know, like, babe. I still call him babe at work. Babe.
Babe or babe?
There's a spider over here.
She said babe.
I say
babe. Okay.
B-A-B-E.
Babe, okay.
Or B-A-E.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
Do you believe in aliens?
In aliens?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Mm.
You don't believe in aliens?
In aliens? No.
Aliens.
Show me an alien.
Okay. Interesting. Would you... Okay.
You would have pegged them for alien people?
No. I just had a random thought. I blurted it out. I do that sometimes. Like, I do.
That's true.
So you're telling me you don't believe in aliens?
No.
Nah.
Give me a reason. Why not?
I haven't seen one.
Okay.
Except for on TV.
Okay, so time out.
Sci-fi movies.
We're this... Okay. I usually save this for the end of the podcast. We like to have fun.
Yeah.
But listen. Do you follow science at all? Astronomy?
Astronomy.
Astrology? No. We are a little dot.
I understand that.
In this freaking enormous galaxy.
Correct.
Solar system, universe.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And we're the only life form?
Until they can prove otherwise.
Until they can
prove
otherwise.
But you guys are
otherwise.
Big vision people. You vision.
What if I told you that they do it?
Power positivity.
Shush. What if I told you that there is proof?
Let me see it.
You want to see it? It's in a book called Behold the Pale Horse by William Cooper. He was a naval, he was one of these, he was a naval intelligence officer. Okay. All these classified documents, they became unclassified.
Okay.
The proof is out there. The proof is out there. There was an alien called, I'm serious.
Yeah, but I think they're saying you need to drag an alien's body in here.
Okay, well, his omnipotent, his omnipotent Krill was his name. He met with
President. No, was that his name?
I'm dead real? Serious. Because aliens, these aliens were big into titles.
Okay.
And like, so he met with,
Let's get your
I forget what president he met with.
Feel free to
he met with anyone. He met with a president.
This yes, really he good. Did. I'm gonna send you some links. I'm gonna send you some links.
My name's Ian Nipotent.
Oh, you're mocking me.
No, I'm not mocking
you. You're making fun. I'm well aware that you're making fun of me, but that's okay.
Well, we talked about this a few podcasts ago. I believe in aliens.
Yes, they all.
You, Chris, come on now.
I do.
Dude.
I do.
How are we
when
gonna
come?
Be the only people, huh?
When do y'all see them?
Well,
we don't see them. I don't, hey, but I. There's so many.
So how did he get past security? He met with the president.
Now, Roswell. Roswell. They got underground bunkers.
How did Roswell get past the security?
No, what? Roswell is in the...
They're aliens. They can travel through galaxies like that. They got their advanced technologies.
Okay.
Who built
that's what I think.
Who built the pyramids? Oh.
Egyptians.
Oh, come on. With what technology? With what technology have they built the pyramids? Are you serious?
Oh, boy.
They use math.
Math?
Math.
Okay.
Advanced math. That's what they use.
All right,
before
so,
you embarrass us any further, guess.
All right, well, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. Uh-huh. Bermuda Triangle, what happened to all these planes?
Now, there is something to the Bermuda Triangle.
Okay.
That doesn't have anything to do with aliens, though.
Well, this the unsolved mysteries.
I mean, aliens aren't, like, lingering above the Bermuda Triangle, and then when people fly by, they snatch them.
No, but it's related into, you know.
Now, I have heard, like, theories on the triangle area.
Yeah, okay. So, I'm going to send you some links. About okay. these aliens. Okay. All these people.
Oh, not aliens.
UFOs.
No.
UFOs. All
no,
these people.
No, you see, I was with you until you brought back the UFO.
All right, guys. This is fun. Take the last minute or so. Remind the audience what you do, who you are, how they can get in touch with you, and everything else.
Yep. I am Ash Point.
And I'm Chris Point, and we are the owners of Anytime Fitness in Rock Hill, located at
2049 Celanese Road, right beside...
Subway
and Sprint.
The Sprint store.
And the Sprint store. And we have some new ownership specials, so come check us out.
What's our phone number?
803-328-2348.
And our social media sites are?
Good job, Chris.
Anytime Fitness The Rock.
On Instagram.
The Rock.
And our Facebook is?
Anytime Fitness Rock You.
There you go.
Easy peasy.
Chris, Ash, thanks so much for joining us on the Jones
yes.
Zone. Ladies first.
Gotcha.
Thanks so much for listening to the Jones Zone Podcast with Chris and Brian Jones. We'll catch you on the next episode.